All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you could go after Snead, re-sign St. Brown, or you can go get Danielle Hunter. It's going to cost you over $20 million a year. Which would you go after? 248-539-9797. For me, if I had to choose between the three, I would probably lean either more towards the sign and trade for Snead or just going to get Danielle Hunter and bringing him to upgrade that defensive line. St. Brown's going to make his money, but, you know, David and Mike are all about the running backs. I'm not paying a wide receiver that much. Yes, it is not my money, but I think the bigger needs is the secondary in that D-line. I would probably lean towards trying to get Danielle Hunter because that's just money you're going to spend. You don't have to give up draft picks. It still allows you to keep your picks in the top 100. I would just go after Danielle Hunter.
I'd take Snead, number one, St. Brown, two, and Hunter, three. And here's why. Snead, I believe, yes, it'll cost you a lot, and it'll cost you some capital as well if they do tag him. I hope they don't and make it unrestricted so you don't have to give up anything. It'll cost you a lot of money. But he is just 26 years old. Or 27. He's not an older player, per se. Danielle Hunter's up there, and I think you can find guys like that, as good as he is, with a cheaper price tag. And the thing with St. Brown, and it's only because of Brad Holmes' acumen, I believe you could find somebody like St. Brown, or he can, in the draft, whether it be first, second, third. So that's why he's second on my list. What I think is going to happen, it's not even close. They're going to sign St. Brown.
They are.
And hopefully they'll try to get something to upgrade their defensive backfield.
248-539-9797. Stephen Stoney, I'm with you. Is that Brad Holmes' show? He can go out and find somebody, and then you look and see all the wide receivers and what they did. And I know he's a fan favorite. I know his work ethic and look at what he could do. And he's, you know, he could name off all the receivers they got picked ahead of him. That's great. But wide receiver, man, it's a position that if you're a good GM, you could go out and find another one. And the Kansas City Chiefs showed you that you can still win without your number one guy.
Well, there's a difference. The guy throwing the football there.
Understand. But we all can agree he had no receivers this year.
True.
He found a way to get it done.
Yes. Well, I'm a big fan of Snead. The thing about St. Brown, though, and look, when I see him second behind Snead, I'm not ripping St. Brown. I think he's great. He fits this team, and that's what do they care about. That's why they're going to sign him, and they should sign him. Now, after what Evans made today, you sit there and say, well, you're going to pay Amon-Ra St. Brown that much money? He's not a home run threat type of receiver, but you know what? Game in, game out, even he'll play hurt. He'll do everything. He's a really good blocker. He's exactly what you need. So, yeah, they're going to end up paying him $26, $27 million a year.
248-539-9797. Here's the other thing, and it always comes across that I'm anti St. Brown. I'm not. Man, if you can make your money, make your money. I'm not mad at you. But it's kind of like when Goff gets to that $50 million range, you're going to expect a different type of Jared Goff. Expectations rise. You get to $28 million as a wide receiver, Stoney, you don't disappear in the fourth quarter of big games where you become that guy, kind of like you're always open. Throw me the ball. You're double covered. Don't care. Throw me the ball.
You're Calvin. I'll get
it. You're Calvin. Or different position, but in the Super Bowl overtime when Kansas City had the ball, everybody in the world knew where Mahomes was going to throw the ball.
Yes.
Didn't matter. Big time players make big time plays in big time moments.
That's why I said, as great as, you know, he's not a home run threat that you associate big time money for big time receivers, i.e. Justin Jefferson, somebody like that.
That, right. When I think that much money, I think.
But when you're comparing, and I know he's really good, and he'd be somebody I'd love to see the Lions think about free agents wise, but not at that. I'd rather have St. Brown than Mike Evans, wouldn't you?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, Mike Evans starting to get up there in years.
Yeah, and
Mike Evans is just...
He had some big drops.
He's feast or famine. When he's on, man, he's good. But then he just drops simple passes.
Right.
Like, Mike, there's nobody 10 yards away. Like, why did you drop that pass? And it doesn't bother him. I don't know. Just throw me the ball again.
And I'll tell you what else that means. That the Evans signing also means that Baker's coming back. Although there's some interest with him from other teams, allegedly.
New England?
Yes.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Other teams are interested
in
Baker.
The Raiders.
The Raiders, yep.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Baker. I know.
Really?
Yeah.
He made himself a lot of money list this year. I think.
Some teams going to be disappointed in the offseason.
Just go back to Tampa. It works. It fits. 248-539-9797. Yeah. You pay St. Brown that much money in the NFC Championship game, I'm going to expect more than just, you know, two attempts thrown to you in the fourth quarter. You're going to be the guy that they're going to have to go after all the time.
But leading into that game, we talked about how young the Lions were and the lack of experience they had going into the NFC Championship game. So is it possible that, yes, St. Brown is an all-pro receiver, but is it possible that his lack of experience created that in the fourth quarter for him and that he's now learned from that and the team has learned from that and he'll be better for it?
No, because here's the thing, David. You would like to think so, but the wide receiver is the only position that you're reliant upon somebody else to feed you. Like running back, turn around, hand me the ball, and I can do the rest. Wide receiver, you can be wide open, but if the quarterback's not looking your way, if the quarterback doesn't want to throw you the ball, you're not going to get the ball. You can go back to the huddle, and you can jump up and down, and you can yell and scream, because Lord knows we've seen a ton of wide receivers play diva do that. That's not St. Brown.
Right.
But maybe he needs a little bit of that in him to say, hey, it's money time. Throw me the ball. Like how he ended the game against the Rams.
Yes.
That's what I want to see out of my star players. I'm covered, but it doesn't matter because no one can cover me. Get me the ball.
Granted, it was the third quarter, but on the fourth and two, I would rather see them throw to him than Josh Reynolds.
Yes. That's what I mean.
But he got the handoff.
Josh Reynolds was wide open.
Right, exactly.
But
St. Brown would have caught it.
At $28 million, I'm the man. Let me show you I'm the man. Get me the ball. That's what I think about when I think of somebody who makes that much money. You throw them the ball. Even if they're not open, they're open because they're that good. If you're going to be in that Jefferson, Chase, you know, Tyreek Hill category, you got to go out there and you got to play like them. Ticket text, David, before we get to the phone lines.
Someone's saying A. So A is the option of signing St. Brown. That's what they'll do. Someone's going with option C.
A was St. Brown. Okay.
Yeah. C, sign a pass rusher. Baby T-Rex Arms is just here to kiss babies and keep the Michigan fan base happy. That is from Jay. Wow, ripping.
Please.
Aiden, okay.
I've never heard baby T-Rex Arms.
I've never heard that either on him. Okay. Someone says Hunter, but only if we sign St. Brown next year. That's not an option. Pass rush is greater than the secondary in importance. Easy, it's St. Brown. Only a moron says the other two. St. Brown and the O-line made Goff look better than he is. Draft for the defense. That is from Mike. I'd rather draft a corner and sign the top defensive end than the reverse. So he's going with option C.
Yeah, so he goes, said, get Danielle Hunter, draft a corner.
Yep. Jeff from Oregon says, I'm going to throw in an under-the-radar option D. Josh Allen from Jacksonville has not been tagged yet, and if he doesn't in the next 24 hours, that's the guy I want, not Danielle Hunter.
Well, yeah, there are other tagged. Yeah, great. There are other guys you can say about right. this that as well.
He's getting tagged.
Right.
That's why he's not an option.
Right.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Option A, you re-sign. St. Brown, $28 million a year. Option B, you sign and trade for L'Jarius Sneed. Or C, you go and you sign Danielle Hunter. Which one would you do? 248-539-9797. We'll get all your phone calls next. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.